from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who, we're going to go over the river and through the woods and then back around through Meandertown and then back again, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's not about the journey or the destination. It's about the places that are neither and neither. The things you barely pay attention to on your journey. It's time for Sleep With Me. You might be confused. You're in the right place. The podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, before we get started here, I just want to let you know, Sleep With Me is built on a foundation of dignity and respect and caring, and me really trying to foster that in myself so I can be here for you on a regular basis. There's resources for you if you're in need right now, right in this moment, in our show notes, which you can access from your podcast app. Please use those resources, or you could check out BetterHelp if you're looking for a long-term relationship with a therapist. That's an option. If you want to be a part of the solution, support the Black members of our community because Black lives matter, or you've been impacted by racism, there's going to be links to organizations that can support you or you can support in the show notes, because your good night's sleep matters to me. That means you matter to me. And, I can only do what I can only do my best, but this is a part of me trying to do my best to be here. And here's how I'm able to bring this show for free twice a week are these sponsors. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need to eat my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz, you find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing, everybody's unique, everybody sleeps differently, and that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I thank the people who supported the sponsors. Let me know about it. Let the sponsor know about it. By amplifying their support, the sponsor knows that people are valuing their support of the podcast. And if you've used BetterHelp, I know a lot of people like use BetterHelp. They say, well, I'm not ready. Please let BetterHelp know you heard about them on the podcast. Like, send them a message or send me a message and send us both an email or give them a call and let them know. They're just a company that really aligns well with the podcast, and I would love to have them as a long-term sponsor of the show. So if you've supported BetterHelp or you've heard about them because of the podcast, please let them know about it if you're comfortable, even if you do message them privately or DM them on one of their social media things. So thank you for everybody for doing that. I want to thank Christine, who supported Native, Cynthia, who supported Kiwi Co, and Sarah, who supported Sunsoil. Thank you for letting them know, letting me know about it. Thanks for supporting the sponsors. If you support a sponsor, like I said, let them know about it. Let me know about it. I'll try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need, whether you're having a tough time right now, right in this moment. There's text lines and phone numbers you could reach out to right this moment, right in our show notes. If you've been impacted by racism or you want to be a part of change, there's going to be links to show notes, links to organizations that can help in the show notes as well. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is talking about the impact of 2020 on the front line, the healthcare providers, and supporting that community. And that's why I'm supporting the Emotional PPE Project. And that's at emotionalppe.org. And the Emotional PPE Project connects healthcare workers in need with licensed mental health professionals who can help. There's no cost, no insurance, just a trained professional to talk to. And you can support the Emotional PPE Project or find out more over at emotionalppe.org. There'll be a link in our show notes. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mr. Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer, and Ashley.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the mystery bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
It's almost Christmas, y'all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer, these are your nodders. we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation, and Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. And I'm at, oh, don't forget our holiday sleep phones, our holiday, if you're looking for a gift, our merch store at Sleep Phones is now open. You can go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones and check out our merch store, Sleep Phones merch store. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about. So thoughts, you know, thinking stuff. Thoughts, it could be feelings, like emotions coming up about the thoughts or just that are there. They could be, they appear, sometimes they appear, sometimes they arrive, sometimes they're already there waiting. You say, how'd you get in bed? How'd you get in bed so fast? I didn't even know you were here. Well, you know, I'm here waiting for you. Come on in. I'm just waiting for you. I'm sorry, because you're in a bathrobe. I don't see your name tag. Are you Regret or my Forlorn Malaise? Oh, yeah, it's me, Forlorn Malaise. I don't know, is that really a thing? Forlorn Malaise? Doesn't, like, being forlorn lead to malaise? Well, we could see where things lead tonight. Hop in bed with me, and we'll see where it goes. Okay, I don't know what Sigmund Freud would say about this conversation. But, okay, so I'm having feelings about it. So that's what that example was for. So it could be feelings, could be physical sensations, which I don't want to... I do have physical sensations sometimes connected to forlorn malaise. Or being forlorn, or feelings of malaise. Here's what's strange. I probably said this before. When I say malaise, I don't feel malaise. I almost feel like the dawn of a night of malaise is breaking. Is that anything like, what's his name from those books where you say their name and then, wait, are those books and those movies, you're not supposed to say their name. That's what malaise would say, say my name. And I said, well, when I do malaise, it makes me feel good. Especially because if you're a regular listener, you know that one of my favorite things to do nowadays is imagine I'm at a Renaissance fair. And anytime I see anyone that looks like they're a royal, from the royal court, I say malaise. Especially like the Queen's court, I say malaise. Good day, malaise. They say, did you just drop that D when you said m'ladies, or are you calling us a group of Malays? And I say, oh, no, no, no. I'm really just trying to introduce a sleep podcast, and I got to, oh, we'll go, what would they say? Move along, and then, thank you, Malays. My grace, and your grace, my grace, and Malays. Anyway, so thoughts of feelings could be physical sensations. It could be something else that's keeping you awake. Whatever it is, I'm here to take your mind off of that. Believe it or not, if you're new, yeah, that's what I'm here to do. While you fall asleep. So what I'm intending to do, is create a safe place where you could set any of that aside. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night here. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky are my tones. And you'd say, how creaky are they, Scoots? And I'd say, they make, I don't know how creaky, they're pretty creaky. I'd say, like, if I'm not good with jokes, especially ones that have punchlines. But I'd say, so creaky that... they make you forget about the door that's squeaky? And you say, okay, well, keep working on it. Okay, so, but I'm in, semi voice, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to go backwards and I'm going to go forwards. I'm going to pause like that. I'm going to use filler words and barely ever get to any points. And the whole idea is that's what takes your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. I'm really just here to be at your bedside. Now, my regular listeners know that, the kind of intro. Hi, regular listeners. Hello. Hi. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Sorry about those other listeners. I'm just focused on you now. And, how's your evening going? Okay. Oh, yeah. I know. I'm not trying to make you center of attention. Did you remember when I talked about malaise? Do you take your sandwich with malaise or without malaise? Malaise, the sandwich topping you don't really want. Malaise, have it with a harumph. You see, is a harumph a sandwich or something you say when you're having it? Well, I say, well, what if it was like the animated character that helped us sell jars of malaise? It's like an imaginary grouchy friend, harumph. So you're having a malaise sandwich and you're feeding it to your imaginary friend, harumph. How come there's never been an imaginary friend named Harumph? I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, we talk about the big ones. I mean, I guess there's Oscar the Grouch. Who's Oscar's best friend? Snuffleupagus? Or was Snuffleupagus was kind of best friends with a Big Bird? Oh, Oscar was friends with that worm. What was that worm's name, right? Is a worm? I'm sure someone will let me know. There was like a worm. Or some sort of, like a pre-butterfly. Maybe it was a caterpillar. To me, caterpillars and worms are different. I realize that, but I hold them with the same level of reverence. I prefer not to hold them because I want them to run free and, have their own freedom. And, I want to mind my own business and just appreciate them from afar. Also, I have this new thing I'm doing, pandering beings in case they become sentient. So if my harumph becomes sentient, say, well, I gave you those sandwiches. So, but they were coated with malaise. Well, because I like saying that. Will you take it with, should I put malaise on both slices or just one slice? Do you see me doing the fancy TV commercial spreading with a knife back and forth, a sweeping motion? That's how I spread my malaise. Anyway, sorry, new listeners. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of that. That was for regular listeners. Yeah, sorry, new listeners, I'm back. I just had to pander to just in case any caterpillars are listening or worms. That way, I got my bases covered for the, hopefully that'll tide them over for a few years. And they say, well, when the caterpillars took over, I say, well, that was 2020. Remember, I recorded something about you. And they say, Scoots, it's 2024. First of all, also, we have everything on videotape or mental memory bank. And I say, they say, well, you really didn't stop and, you stopped and smelled the flowers. You didn't sigh and look lovingly and longingly at enough caterpillars. And I say, is it too late for me to start trying? Because I'm looking longing and lovingly at you, dear leader, and your court. Do you mind if I call you Malaise? I realize I don't want to project anything onto you since you're a sentient caterpillar leader. Okay, you're right. I get back to the intro. Okay, so if you're new, a couple things you may have noticed already. Podcast is very different. So that's one thing. And I really go off topic a lot. You're right. So if you're new, most listeners say give it 2 or 3 tries. And the only reason people say that, because they say, well, it takes 2 or 3 tries. One, you got to get used to the creaky dulcet tones. Then the second try, you might get used to the pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. And then the third try, you kind of realize, oh, you don't really listen to the podcast. You just barely kind of listen. So that's one part of it. It's just kind of barely kind of listen to me. The other thing is that this podcast really isn't here to put you to sleep. I'm just here to keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm here to be your bore bud, your bore friend, your bore companion, your bore sib, and take your mind off of stuff. That's why the shows are around an hour, to give you plenty of time to fall asleep. Or if you wake up, or if you can't sleep, or if you need a break during the day, I'm here to keep you company. That's really what my job is to barely keep you engaged. But I work really hard on the show because, you know, I throw those things that are like jokes. They're 40% jokes, which, you know, 40% of the joke is 0% of the punchline. Sleep with me. Now, with double the malaise. That's, you see, malaise. That's how I like my sleep podcast, with a side of harumph. And I'd say, well, it's with harumph at my side. That's my new side. I don't want to call you a sidekick. Don't worry, harumph. My new partner. Well, that's a little bit strong, because that would mean that I'd have to consult you on everything. Will you just say harumph? Yeah, I don't know if I can handle that. I already have many, many, what do they call those? Like when you have multiple parts of you where with backups, I have so many different, whatever parts of me that already harumph about things or stronger criticisms. I don't know if I, what if you say harumph? Okay, think about it. I'll get back to you. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to, doesn't really put you to sleep. And you say, well, what other information do I need to know? Because I'm not sure how to feel about any of this. And I would say, well, that's understandable, because this podcast, it's very different. Other things that are different is the structure of the show. This could really throw you off, so I'm going to point it out to you. Of course, it's a little late, as some people may have already said. So show starts off the greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. That's so you know you're welcome and you're seen. Then there's an intro. Oh, no, then there's business. And the business, about 6 minutes, 8 minutes, I don't know. That's how we get to bring in the show twice a week for free. And then there's the intro. Now, the intro is about 20 minutes long, maybe 16 minutes sometimes, maybe 18, maybe 17, maybe 15, maybe 19, maybe 24. And it's where I introduce the podcast every single time, which is what a normal intro would be. But then I go off topic and I kind of just see where things go. I follow I go on a pointless meander and a superfluous tangent. And the reason I do that is because, well, one, that's, you know, what I'm like, how I'm trained. I've been training to do this for years and years and years. But also because the show, the idea is it eases you into bedtime, right? Like, so the intro creates some distance between the daytime and the sleep time. It's kind of like audio dusk, you'd say. Yeah, maybe, Scooch. You're almost, it's like audio dusk, dusk audio, the solution that Scooch just came up with. It's like audio. You don't listen to it and it doesn't make any sense. It's dusk audio. Now with extra malaise. Harumph?
The intro, it goes on and on and on because, as you become a regular listener, you say, oh, I start listening before I get into bed, or I'm getting comfortable, or I'm slowly falling asleep. So it just gives you a little bit of a way to slowly land into bedtime. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the story. That's the essential business. And then there's the story. Tonight it'll be our modular episodic series with a touch of a soap opera-attic action, North Pole, as the North Pole turns, or something. I don't know what it's called yet, because I haven't recorded it. But So that's then there's thank you. So that's the structure of the show. Those are the kind of other things you need to know. The other things that are important are you deserve a good night's sleep. And it's important to me that you get the sleep you need. That's really why I make this show. And not only do you deserve a good night's sleep, I believe our world will be a better place if your world's a better place. So if you get some rest and you get some solace, life's going to be better for all of us. So I think those are the things. I'm trying to think if I was trying to figure out anything else. I mean, that's what's important. So yeah, I think that's it. I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate you checking this show out, and I really appreciate your time. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I'm able to bring this podcast twice a week.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is Scoots. Welcome to our limited holiday. But this is actually a series you could listen to any time of the year and in any order. It's our special holiday, episodically modular with a touch of seriality. The seriality is tied up with a bow at every beginning of every episode. Though this does happen to be episode one. Without further ado, here's the structure just to even make you more comfortable what's going to happen. I'm going to turn things over. It's been a while since the two of us have recorded because I'm sure, like, the love I've experienced, the teacher of patience, you say, well, why would you get here early? Well, I don't know how long it's going to take me to drive from Los Angeles to the East Bay scooter. So I like to leave early. Oh, okay. Well,
Can't you sit in your car while you, I just want to see a scooter and also use the restroom. So, but also so lovely and loving. So it'll be introduced by our Hollywood announcer. Then it'll go straight into the episode. And it's one of those dialogue-only series, though there is a character we follow. And it may be a familiar character, though this happens to be more archived audio that I've, you know, this was because of the power of, you know, that I at my fingertips and within my imagination. This is a archived series that I guess I prepared in the past. Future me may have prepared this in the past. So without further ado, I'm going to turn things over to my friend, my coworker, and my teacher of so many things, including breathing calmly, who will be lying so silently after we record this, even I won't hear him, and even I won't need to sigh. Bringer of sighs from Scooter that are off mic, maker of tapping of my foot, tensor of my shoulders, and, you know, acceleration of beating of hearts. I mean, for me, it's different than other people. But also somebody that just comes up here to record this and also to play. We're going to play John August's game. Kiss Farm is the title I use for it, which Antonio hasn't played, but it's very, very easy to learn. Mr. Antonio Banderas. Thank you, Scooter. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. It's appreciation for all your kind words. I'm thinking of all of you when I'm recording this and trying to send my comfort from in the past in October, late September 2020 to you. It's time for an episode of the North Pole. Oh, no, sorry. As the North Pole turns. Season 47, Episode 1, 1982. Scooter didn't write that out. He just told it to me, so I don't have the order correct. All right, thanks, everybody. This is North Pole Chronicles, season whatever, 47. I can't remember. I don't know, because now I'm mixed up from 1982, episode 1. But you can listen to it in any order, so don't worry about it either, really. Unless you like to, then that's fine. But I offer you the option to listen to them in any order, or just one episode will do it. They're complete episodes. All right, good night. Welcome to 1981 is proud to present season 47 of As the North Pole Turns. When we last left off in our season, audience hangar, we're at the opening of the new electronics toy production facility north of Toy Town in the North Pole. But there was a big disruption, as many of you may or may not remember from our break when we were off season. But don't worry, the newest, we're about to catch up with the newest visitor, maybe a future resident of the North Pole, who will reveal everything in what some would call tedious, but some would call comforting and a barely distracting exposition. Hopefully, this season, they will be the pole the North turns around. We watch, and we're following as Claude Neon walks into an official-looking building at the North Pole, as the North Pole turns. Yeah, I'm looking for Balsamica. Yeah, I'm through there. Thank you so much. Thank you. Knock, knock.
I'm opening your door. I knocked politely and you said, hello, hello, I'm Claude Neon. I came here as soon as I could to help get to the bottom of this. Are you Balsamica? I am, Claude. I'm Balsamica. Why don't you have a seat and get comfortable? Or you could stand and pace around. Thank you for coming. I'm presuming you got my telegrams and messages. And I'm very glad you're here. Thank you so much for your help. I handle all the drama here at the North Pole. I mean, not the theatrical drama, the inner and extra personal drama that we've had a lot of for the last 47 years, but particularly recently. So it's so important you're here so we can get to the bottom of things and clear names and move forward with our preparations for the holiday season. I would say that there's been a cornucopia, a plethora of drama. We need your help with, Claude. Thank you for being here. And may I say, it's just a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Well, thank you, Balsamica. Yeah, let me see if I understand everything that happened. Let me just take it from the top and we can move forward from there. How does that sound? Claude, that sounds fine, but do you mind if we, now that I'm thinking about it, do you mind if we walk, now that you've sat down, would you mind walking? We could walk to the special, resting facility where everyone is that was involved in this incident, and we could start our interviews, and we have it set up. I know you work by observational method. So we will go in and I'll conduct the interviews and you can watch and get to the bottom of this and get to the, I'm really good at stirring up the drama and you're good at getting to the bottom of things. So I think this is going to be great. Do you mind if we, well, we're already walking and talking, Balsamica. So my understanding, this incident is being called the Great Electric Slide. And it's all started with a big opening. This was one of the biggest openings as part of this new arrangement the North Pole's been developing over the past few years. And it was being called the Future of the North Pole, the Future of Toys. It was an electronic toy production facility that had been opened and was going to start production of electronic handheld games, and other toys. We've had toys that run on electricity or battery power for some time, but these are toys that involve a theater of the mind, because I had a look at one. It was called Tetherball, Team Tetherball or something, and it was just red lines, but it had art around the screen where the red, and you would just move. So you really had to imagine. Though it was quite stimulating for a time. Yes, yes, Claude, go on. Yes, those are the electronic toys this facility was going to produce, along with, it was an expandable, adaptable facility. Because Engelmanni, the head of the now North Pole conglomerate, they said this is a future choice, and the future is here. I think that's what the sign said above the stage that Engelmanni was on. Is Engel a Kringle? Oh, Engelmanni's. Let's just focus on the chain of events, not the interpersonals at this time, if that's okay, Claude. Okay, so so there's the Dark Star Corporation, which in the last few years has become a part of North Pole toy production, so that the North, as a part of some of these accords that were reached between Santa Claus and toy companies, employees of toy companies, that was where they really got Santa Claus. They said, well, people work at toy. And at first, I know the elven representative said, well, we elves, it's our life purpose to make toys. And so as part of the accords, the companies, the toy companies agreed to it all worked out, right? You would stop making toys for free, I guess was the main thing. You'd make them and giving them for free. You're right. You're looking at me. That is very, is that not germane? That's like one of the underlying tensions that could have caused this whole thing was the tension in the elven community between the purpose of that's been growing over the last few years of making toys. Well, okay, Claude, that's over the past few years, it's become unclear. To even us here living on the North Pole, we think it has something to do with the Northern Lights, whether that was ever real. So many of us don't leave the North Pole ever, you know. Most of us, you know, you're not really allowed to leave and come back, except rarely. Ingelmani's one of the few. And, the elves that fly with Santa Claus and... they're sequestered. They always have been. They're an elite team. So that's, I guess, another underlying tension, if you really want to get to it, is we've all been wondering. And when you start to wonder that way, your life's purpose, as you said, to make toys, to make children happy, to be given to children, there's never free. That was one of the things Ingelmani pointed out as a part of these accords. Nowhere... in the what we would call our elven constitution or the book of toy production, translated to your English language that we're communicating in now. Again, another part of the accords, nowhere, Ingelmani pointed out, does it say toys will be given away for free. And that relieves some tension. But then the loss of our myth, like, was it a myth or it was very confusing for us. Even Santa throughout history and even in the book, it says a busy heart is a happy heart, a heart busy producing toys and joys. Yes. These are underlying tensions. Yes. And now we were producing toys at a wage, some say in the elven community, not a great wage. And again, it was a collective, and we were actually using it to support outside charities. But I said, oh, well, that's not very much of a donation. And Ingelmani handled all of that, but these are just rumors that were circulating in our community. We became employees technically of the North Pole Dark Star conglomerate. I guess we're still North Pole. We're never, anyway, we're almost here. What else we should, before we go in, I should really get a grasp of what you know and what you don't know. So Ingelmani was giving a speech to open this facility, correct? And as you quote here, it was saying something like, as a former Northern Pole elf, I've never been more proud to have forged a partnership that lets us continue the important work of bringing joy to children. In ensuring the traditional roles of elven toy makers, these are just a kind of, I have a bullet pointed here, well into the future, so that we can continue to be a part of holiday joy. Could not be more proud to have helped in the creation and support of this electronic toy facility. Also, my elf in law, the brilliance of who's partnered with my dear child, Atlantica,
But the young toy genius Debiana will be guiding this work. And then that was the first thing, was that Debiana was not present there. And I said, Atlantica, where's Debiana, your partner? And Atlantica said, but they're still working down in the archives, working on toy design. And that's when the big disruption happened. Out in the crowd, someone started telling everyone to leave and that they're everyone out now. Get out of the facility. And then there was, you know, murmuring in the crowd. What is this person talking about? The different jingle jangles that let people know to exit the facility started ringing. There's sleighs and reindeers outside to take you away from here. And that's when Procera appeared. Procera is a toy-making elf. And previously, as your North Pole is turned, Procera was the ex-partner of the head of the Wooden Toy Maker Society. Procera also formerly was head of the one group of elven leadership, and even at one time was considered first toy maker to the queen. Is this all correct, right? Yes, it is. But in a consensus vote, lost that position, consensus vote by peers connected to this new conglomerate. So Procera was anti Dark Star North Pole, connected to these old myths or this old way of doing things, which we're having trouble getting to the bottom of. And, you know, even down in the below world, those myths are a bit blurry. But Procera was well known to have an all-or-nothing stance, which was what caused the consensus vote, was just purely the all-or-nothing stance on electric toys containing these solid-state, but it was hard to say, so then Procera went from that to all-or-nothing, no solid-state toys. It could be mechanically, electronically powered, but in anything containing the solid state technology. Yes, could we get back to the disruption? Okay, so Procera came in the room, started yelling for everyone to leave, was having very strong feelings, and said that Procera had used a solid state LED technology. Because this was at the north end of the North Pole, even, or in northern, I guess, never thought about it until just now. If you go all the way north, then you start heading south, huh? Yes, this was in a northern canyon. And yeah, there were some glaciers nearby. These glaciers happen to have a high metal content. Procera, go ahead. Yeah, so Procera said that Procera, in a sense of irony, was using solid-state technology, and it equipped some magnets, and also used a solid-state technology to separate a piece of the glacier, and that the glacier, using the magnets and its natural momentum, was headed towards the facility at a very high rate of speed. And would soon be coming there. And that's right when everything started to rumble. So any elves that didn't take Procera at Procera's word exited the facility very quickly, for the most part, in a very orderly manner, it says, based on, So then, let's see. So a lot of people started leaving, but then it got very, the shaking and the quaking and the tumbling and the rumbling.
kind of enforce that Procera was serious and the gliding the glacier their way. I'm sorry, just checking my notes here. And then the whole facility and everything Procera said, I guess I'm paraphrasing a paraphrase here, unless you have it recorded. Taking this whole facility, all of the plans, everything needed for this very strong words that I can't imagine a North Pole elf saying. But finally end the North Pole's connection with electronic toys forever. Soon children will, at least this holiday season, realize as something they don't need, the error of our ways, on and on, a lot of laughing, a lot of walking around, gesticulating. Ingelmani was just kind of standing there, at first confident until the kind of thing, then trying to reason with Procera. Procera would not listen. Ingelmani was just kind of saying, then Ingelmani said, to Atlantica, go get Debiana and get the archives and grab anything Ingelmani's Debiana's working on and get them out of there. Preserve your partner's hard work. And Atlantica ran off. Most of the attendees had gone. Ingelmani was remaining. And then the building had determined that the structure itself was anticipating the arrival of the great glacier. And Ingelmani was trying to decide what to do. It was still trying to talk Procera into shutting or stopping and seeing if that was possible. But Procera was speaking and laughing and laughing, like, in a way, even that there was tears in their eyes. Then the sense of self-preservation kicked in. Should I wait for my elf child? Am I their elf, my elf-in-law? And there was also, you kind of hint here, I guess, I wonder if I'm getting the subtext that there wasn't just actual magnetism with the glacier and Procera. There was some sort of history or magnetism between Ingelmani and Procera. And then at some point, Ingelmani was so torn, then the building was anticipating structurally its integrity, was questioning whether it had integrity anymore because of the hurtling of the glacier. It even made bumpy poos, and Procera was bumpy pooed, and Ingelmani ran, tried to unclip all the stuff that Procera had with the magnets and the solid state, but really that was just a distraction. The real device was somewhere else in the facility, but Ingelmani never knew that. That was only determined afterwards because when Procera was, but Ingelmani grabbed Procera, realizing that the facility, they ran out. Well, Ingelmani was carrying, resting gently in their arms, Procera. And of course, probably pretty worn out from that intense public discourse, they ran out to a sleigh and headed off, so that was them. Now, Atlantica never got to Debiana. According to Atlantica, the destructuring of the facility, Atlantica wasn't seen until after. But you in Debiana, so you were somewhere in this facility. You were trying to get Debiana back up for the speech before Atlantica. And the Debiana ended up hearing you close the door, then got you, but also managed to remove a bunch of blueprints, which just means that Procera's thing was not successful. But really, the real reason you brought me here was this other Abies. So Abies was, as far as we know, was in another. And we'll talk to Abies after in the Elven Timeout facility. At this time. Because I had been hired before all this happened, which is even like, but this seems, you think this is something to do with it, but Abies is about to be ex, what do you call it? Like, we excommunicated, banished from the North Pole for lying to Santa. And I'm supposed to be here to clear AB's name. So I guess I'm having trouble figuring out, like, but I guess it's my job is to get to the bottom of this, dig through this drama. Now is anybody digging through the electronics facility? No, it fell. There was a crevasse that opened and it fell into the crevasse. Oh, interesting. Well, you're going to go do the interviews, and you seem to be very, like you said, you handle the drama here. So you could stir up some melodrama, maybe. I can observe while you work. And, just be yourself when you do these interviews, and I'll kind of try to read between the lines, Because this is something. We'll have a question for you. So this is your first time here in the North Pole, but yet you seem so calm, and we rarely allow outside visitors. This is my job. I'm Claude Neon, and I'm here to get to the bottom of this, and that's it. Okay, well, we're going to go into Depiana's room. And Depiana's about to be visited by Atlantica. But I'm going to go in first, so you just watch from this. Okay. Knockety-knock, I'm opening your door, Depiana. How are you? You look... that was quite a thing we went through, and I know you really got me out of there. I didn't get you out of there, and I owe you a lot. But I know you took that was an intense thing, and you took a couple bumpy poos, and for some reason you put a lot of the blueprints. I noticed you trying to eat blueprints, which was confusing too to me. That's what you were doing when I came into your office and found you there. Oh, hello, Balsamica. Yeah. I was just snacking. That's like a way I recycle things. I just wanted to protect some of the blueprints because I could feel the rumbling. And I knew something. And then I heard the jingle. I heard the jingle and the jangling. Oh, I thought I'd got down there before that. No. I mean, I think I heard the jingle and the jangling, and then I started. I don't know. I'm just not feeling great, Balsamica. What else happened? And nobody's telling me anything, and I'm just not happy. And Atlantica still hasn't come and visited me. And I don't know why Atlantica didn't come downstairs. You came down. You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you, since we're alone, I wanted to be I like it when she comes and invites me to things. It makes me feel good. I know it's a bit it could be clearer about my motivations. But when I don't show up to stuff, then she comes and gets me. It gives me a little thrill. It makes me feel good. And so I was expecting her to come and get me. I knew Ingomani would send her down. And where did Atlantica go? Well, we don't know. It's just the strangest thing, Procera. We don't know where Atlantica got out unscathed. Lenica's on their way here. Well, she's, I mean, I have a little bit of a tummy ache, a tum-tum, but I just, if you could tell Lenica, I can't see them because my tummy just, between you and me, Sam's sleeping off a very tummy tum-tum. Could you do that? Could you go out of the room before they arrive and just, like, close my door and the blinds, please? And put it to, can you flip the sign that says resting with a tummy tum out there, please? I can do that, Debiana, but, I mean, shouldn't you handle it yourself? Oh, sorry, it's too late. Oh, hello, Atlantica. I was just, I saw you walk by the room and then you seemed like you were headed in another direction until you detected me looking at you through the window, walking by. Did you not know this was Depiana's room? Depiana's sleeping now. Oh no, Depiana's just, we woke Depiana up talking. What? No, I was looking for, oh, hello, my Depiana poo. Excuse me, I'm going to go out of the room. Oh, Depiana, ever of my green, the pine that softens my forest floor. How are you? Oh, hi, Atlantica. I have a tummy tum-tum. I was hoping you would come and put your hand on my forehead. We'll have something that might help your tummy feel a bit better. You know how they said it wasn't possible for us. They said it could never happen. But I have really big news that just the two of us would share and no one else would know about it. And it could be something we could share joyfully, just the two of us, is that I'm with Cone. What do you mean you're with Cone? They said that wasn't... I'm with Cone. Oh, okay, we should just stop watching now. Oh, they're just quietly holding one another. Okay, well, so... All right, who are we moving on to next? Ingomani's room, right? And Ingomani and you have been in a relationship in the past, correct? Yes, that's correct. But you could watch. Actually, this is just turn the other way, close to that window mirror, and just look at this one, and I'll go in Ingomani's room. Hello, Ingomani. Hello, Balsamica. It's good to hear your voice. That was one intense thing. I hear you and Depiana got out together. Thank you. Well, no, I thanked Depiana for, it was Depiana's doing that got me out of there. That was intense. Almost as intense as I feel when I see you. Oh, Ingomani, you're always looking to stir up those old feelings, but some things are deep below the snow. Yeah, I get it, but I don't get it. So how was Procera doing? Procera? Oh, do you mean your child Atlantica? Atlantica's unscathed. No, yeah, I meant both Atlantica and Procera. Well, how are both of them? Well, like I said, Atlantica's unscathed. I haven't seen Procera yet. Obviously, it's a complicated situation, recovery and a timeout at the same time, but the recovery's taking place first. And I'm sure they let you know that most of the, all of the facility's gone. And, but Biana did get some of the solid state things out, under the arm, like I was under one arm and a few of the blueprints. I guess the essential solid state circuit boards, they call them. So they searched they find anything at all. I found something actually. Like it was the strangest thing when I went up there to look. I found a diary. Oh really? Was it a diary or a journal? Because was it a diary or a journal? Well, that's a good question. What's the difference, Singomani? Well, difference, a journal is like more of a diary in a journal, usually diary, never mind, it doesn't matter, did you look, well, it's private, I kept it, and, we're looking into things, we're trying to get to the bottom of all this. What do you mean, get to the bottom of all this? There's nothing to get to the bottom of. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, unless, there's something I don't know about. Well, do you keep a journal or a diary? No. I mean, that would kind of sound like, you just found it, It sounds suspicious to me for sure, because, if I did keep a diary, like I did when I was, let's say when I was a youth, I kept a diary and I had a little lock so that any of my siblings couldn't mess with it in our community, or I kept it hidden. That's where I'd keep it, right? It wouldn't be just somewhere. Well, what if it was hidden in it because of the structural integrity of the facility? Yeah, but doesn't that sound a little obvious to you? But anyway, I don't know what a diary would tell you that the exact nature of events didn't tell you. Procera, why don't you just go talk to Procera and get to the bottom of it? I need to rest, actually. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Balsamic, the last time I kept a diary or journal, I remember how it ended. It ended with a kiss, or my feelings after a kiss, my last kiss with you. So maybe you found that one. Oh, no, I mean, I remember that kiss. I do, and I know that... our relationship, it didn't always work out the way, relationships don't always work out the way that you want them to, right? People keep, sometimes diaries are to keep feelings and not secrets, or journals are meant to keep those things. Anything else you would have put in there? Let's just talk this out, other than your feelings about me, and again, I'm sorry, that we had different ideas and different hopes and dreams we didn't share. I mean, this is a time of catharsis right now when everything's been brought to the surface, Singomani. This is your chance to tell me anything. I mean, you are the child of... you are a single elf child. I mean, single elf parent... Your elf parent was the amazing Arizonica. It couldn't have been easy. Well, yeah, Balsamica, there is something I've never told anyone else. And before the amazing Arizonica moved on to a place beyond, they told me that my other parent wasn't even, and now, what's that, is that the jingle jangle, could you go look into that, I think it's a, could you finish your thought, please, Ingomani? No, I need to rest, thanks, I'll talk to you later, go look into the, oh, they stopped ringing, the jingle jangles, I'm falling asleep, good night, okay, Well, hi, it's me. I just walked out of that room, as you saw. Interesting things we're learning so far, don't you think, Claude? I guess, but, okay, why don't you go talk to Procera? Okay, we just, you go in this room here, and then I'll go in Procera. Knock, knockety, knockety, boo, Procera. You have a visitor here for you. Oh, hi, Procera. Well, hello, Balsamica. Procera, how are you feeling today? I'm very confused. Why am I here? Why can't I? I know I'm supposed to rest, but I don't understand what I'm doing here in a timeout recovery room. And I'm not opening my eyes. I recognize your voice. I just feel like I'm in some sort of misty, strange sleep place. Is there someone else in the room with us? No. I can feel so. It feels like someone else is here with us. No, there's no one else here. Well, I feel someone shifting and what, like, oh, it's just me, dear. Anyway, so, you're feeling misty and confused, and have you, has anyone talked to you? Yeah, they talked. Everyone's talking about the incident. They said I was involved in an incident with the electronics facility, and that a glacier landed on the electronics facility. Yes. Do you remember anything else about what happened before or after it? Well, after it, no. I mean, I just know that it was lying here, and I said, well, why can't I leave? And they said, we need to keep you safe. And I said, safe from what? And then they just said, well, there was an incident with a glacier. Well, Procera, I'm going to be honest with you, because this might not be easy for you to take with your eyes closed and things feeling misty, but I'm going to tell you it's real. You were responsible for the glacier. At least you made a speech that said you were, and everything would just fit that you caused the glacier to destroy the electronics facility. Everything within it, every scrap of electronic solid state knowledge in the world is gone now, other than what's left in the mind of Depiana, who is Depiana is no one, so it's a sad time out there, I guess, and you're the one that seems to be responsible for it. A lot of people saw you. You made a bunch of speeches, very long speech, that indicated that you were responsible for it. You don't recall any of that? No, I don't recall. I thought you said you were here to help me. Well, I am. I'm always, that's what I'm here to help, help people with their drama. Well, it sounds like you're here to tell me bad news and then set me up for consequences. No. I just wanted to be honest with you, since no one had told you. Well, I'm not feeling great after that news. Well, I can understand. No one would feel great after that news if you really... I was also just trying to see if you were pretending or not. I guess I'll be honest with you about that, that you're pretending not to remember. Well, I don't remember, and I don't appreciate it, and I'm not pretending. And if you were really worried about it, you'd know that what I'm most worried about is, I don't know if anyone ever told you this. What did no one ever tell me? You know that did you ever hear that I had a twin, an elven twin? What? Yes, an identical elven twin. And they left the North Pole when we were just very little children. It was a big secret. I'm telling you now, because I think you could put a T, W, and I and N together to figure out that the reason I don't remember is the likelihood that my twin has returned. Now I'm going to rest. Thank you for visiting me. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Good to rest well, Procer. I'll see you soon. Okay. Hi, Claude. What do you think? So they were born at... Okay, so I think I need to sit... Maybe is there a spare room where we could sit down, like a double room? We could lie on the beds and talk this out before... And then we could go see Abies next. Yes, go. Let's this room right here. Okay, so Procera has a twin. Let's say separated at birth. Not at birth, though. At some point in their childhood. A secret twin. I don't know if that's... Do we know if that's true or not? Well, a secret twin is always very dramatic, Claude, so I don't know. But it would be a dramatic twist for sure. And either way, Procera believed everything they said. Would you agree to that? I would. And then Atlantica is with child, with Cone. That's what you say, with Cone. Yes, it's... Anyway, we don't need to get into the specifics of elven reproduction here. But yes, we say with Cone. Now, that was something that was supposed to be impossible for that couple. And, which was it one of those specific to the couple or specific to an... I can't get into that. That's not drama. That's personal. But I'm very surprised. That's another twist I did not expect at all. Was that Atlantic and Depiana could be with Cone. Okay. So that's revealing to me, but it is dramatic. Holy moly. And then Ingomani seemed to be ready to admit. So Ingomani has a very famous parent, Amazing Arizonica. Who was, I do already know from my research on the way to the North Pole, one of the great tactile toy makers and author of the Tactile Toy Manifesto, which is a guiding principle of elven toy production, which kind of flies in the face of these electronic toys, though they do have the buttons. They do it well, maybe doesn't, I guess. I don't know. But it seemed like Ingomani was going to say, I mean, did you feel like you felt the second part of that sentence? I do. I think that Ingomani was saying that Ingomani's not a full elf, which would be very, quite another twist to all of this. And that, well, also you and Ingomani were in a relationship. You didn't know that. No, and there's one more thing you should know before we go to talk to Abies, who also, whose name we have to clear. Well, it seemed like we have to clear Procera's name if there is another version of Procera running around. Well, maybe, but we'd have to get to the bottom of where Procera was. Abies and I were also in a relationship, and Atlantic and I. Depiana, and kind of, Abies, Atlantica, Depiana, Ingomani. Yeah, so just wanted to get to Ingomani, or Abies and I were recently, you're from the southern world, so it's different up here. You know, you know what I mean? No, I understand. I'm not in any judgment at all. It's very dramatic that we're going to clear the name of someone you were recently in a relationship with, kind of confuses things a little bit. It does. Let's rest. I think one thing I know, and I think you'll agree on, Claude, is if we take a nap, we'll be more prepared. Well, you're certainly right about that. So I agree. Let's take a nap and get back to it later. Okay. Good night, Claude. Good night. This is Claude Neon reporting. I like how that sounds. What do you think of that? Well, it's very soothing, Claude. Claude Neon reporting to Balsamic on my thoughts thus far. Good nap. All right, I want to thank everybody that listened to the podcast or reviewed the podcast recently. KF said, not for me. Every other word is and a whole lot of stammering. Just sounds like somebody going on about literally nothing. So that's a pretty good negative, I mean, review. It's like, oh, okay, that is what the podcast is, and it's not for you. Thank you. CDNM from Canada says, so boring you can't last 5 minutes. It's a guy talking. How could that be a sleep aid? Well, I didn't last 5 minutes. Incredible. BEH says, love those creaky dulcet tones. Use this for a month, almost always works. I know the intro by heart, and I don't always get to the story. In fact, the only subject I can remember is drinking straws. Maybe I dreamt that. Thanks so much. Sandbridge says, love the podcast, love the snore track. Those are my favorites, and it put me to sleep the fastest. 10 out of 10. E-N says, love you. Truly a delight. Look forward to falling asleep every night. Thanks for the sweet ramblings. Is it too much to say I pretend he's babbling away next to me? Well, I did and I do. Thank you. Yao from Santa Cruz says, everything's double speed now. That's not that's on the podcast app end, not on our end, because... there's no way for us to change the speed. It's whatever's playing the file. But they still love the show. So hopefully you hear this, or I put some messages at the top of the show. In the Park says, love, love, love it. Thank you so much. Rave says, make sure you listen. I think I might have used this one already. Make sure you listen more than once to get used to it, because at first you're going to find it confusing and wonder how it's supposed to put you to sleep. So that's it. Thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show. Sleep with Me exists as a free podcast because people that support the show on Patreon or support our sponsors. And we grow as a podcast by people simply spreading the word, like in natural conversation online or in person. You say, oh, well, I use this sleep podcast. Not for everybody. Give it a few tries. And you know what helps the podcast even more? I mean, that helps it. But you could say, hey, do you listen to podcasts at all? You don't even have to mention Sleep With Me or just mention Sleep With Me in passing. I also listen to MFM, or I listen to, 99PI. Or whatever it is you're listening to. We Fix Space Junk, Alba Salix, Girl in Space, Nocturne. Show them the podcast you listen to, and then eventually they'll find their way to Sleep With Me if it's going to work for them. That's it. Thank you so much, and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is
I think this is the dent. I think this is the boyfriend's level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all-intro episode. So that's in the all-intro all-night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all-intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all-intros, I bet 200 of those are all-intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story-only episode feed and then in the all ad-free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too.
But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support@supercast.com. And good night.